It's time for On the Boardwalk's Artist Showcase, getting the answers straight from the beach music superstars.
And this week's Artist Showcase, guys, he's just a legend. It is the one, the only, Mr. Bo Schrantz. Bo, what's going on, man?
I can't believe that I'm on the Justin Rouse Show.
Man, this has been a long, long, long time coming. I even put that on the post this week. Your first time on the show. A lot of people call you Daddy Bo, though.
Daddy Bo.
That's right.
If they were calling me Daddy Bo when I was 20, I don't know why.
Well, you know, right before we came off the break, or into the break before we had you on, we played Summertime's Calling Me from the Catalinas. And what year did you guys cut that song?
1975.
You know, we got to talk about the new song and some other stuff, but since this is your first time on the show, I have to ask you about just the beginning of everything, man. How did you get into beach music, and have you always done music? Was there something you did way back in the day that before you did music? Just give us a little background on how Bo Schrantz became into the Catalinas, and also how the Fantastic Shakers came about.
Well, the first paying job that I ever had, Justin, I was 12 years, 11 months old. It was at the Alpha Gamma Rho Fraternity House in Raleigh. That one's easy to remember.
Hold on a minute. You were 12 years old working at a frat house?
Yeah.
No wonder you like to party, bud.
12 years, 11 months old.
I had to ask, what were you doing at 12 years, 11 months old at a frat house? What was your job?
Singing in the band. That was the first paid job in music that I ever had. Of course, the folks that knew me then and know me now, I looked 40 when I was 12. So I got away with lots of things.
That is crazy. Well, so what kind of music was that band doing when you were 12? So I guess you were singing, your lead singer.
We call it rhythm and blues, or Motown music, and which we now, most people title it beach music. But it was Motown or rhythm and blues music then, or it was to us in this area. You know, the Temptations, all the Motown groups. That's the style of music that I pretty much always done, except for a couple small stints that I did some rock and roll. Enjoyed it too, but
so basically, from the beginning, you've been doing beach music, or I guess what we call beach music.
What we call beach music now, and as you know, as time went on, it just changed titles. You know, from Motown or rhythm and blues, soul music to beach music, and that's basically what beach music is, if you think about it.
Yeah, and you know, Catalinas is one of those legendary bands, too, that's been around a very, very long time. And I guess, how did that come to be, you being in the Catalinas? And then, man, that Summertime's Calling Me is just a beach, I mean, it's an anthem. I mean, it really is.
Well, I was in a group, called Nobody's Perfect. It was a local group around here. But we played a lot. We played, a couple times a week, which was a lot for a part-time group. And all of us had other jobs, and my job was a DJ, and radio DJ.
Wow,
W-A-A-K,
I did not know that.
In Gastonia, and did the music at night or on the weekends, or occasionally we would get a job through the week and do those things. And Catalinas lost their singer and gave me an audition, it's been so long ago, Justin, I think the year was 1972. And I was hired and left the Catalinas in 76 and went with a group called Blacksmith, which was the Shakers, but a different name. There were so many groups that had the title of Black in it. You know, Black Oak, Arkansas, it goes on and on and on. Black Sabbath. So we went from rock and roll to back to beach music.
So you're saying that Blacksmith was what turned into the Shakers, but you guys actually started out as rock and roll.
Yeah, pretty much rock and roll. And we started doing the floor shows and got really popular in Florida and Alabama, Mississippi with those floor shows, even Texas. And the guys, we would leave for like a month at a time to do those things, to do those location jobs. And the guys just wanted to... they wanted to come home. We were more popular there than we were here, and I said, well, we can go home if we start playing beach music. And Jeff Reed had written Myrtle Beach Days, and he and I changed the lyrics up on it some, made it from a rock and roll song to a beach music song, and the rest is history.
And I played that one coming into the interview, and that's, you know, I played that for also a reason as well, because, you know, growing up my entire life, I've been going to Myrtle Beach a lot, my whole life, way before I got into this industry. And we always had to play that song when we left the house. Always had to. That was the song we had to play, man.
Well, it was, if you were going to Myrtle Beach, it was, it's sort of the national anthem, wasn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. It is.
Summertime's calling me.
Yeah, play them back to back. You ready to roll, man. That and Myrtle Beach days. But, you know, I've seen some pictures of those floor shows, man. I guess it was probably the pictures from when you came and kept doing them in Beach. But, man, them outfits. Let me tell you, you guys and Oz and Embers and all y'all that did them floor shows, I kind of hate I missed all that because some of that stuff looked hilarious.
Well, it got to a point where, you know, it was a sit-down situation. When the floor show was going on, people were to sit and watch it like a Vegas-style show or whatever. And the Shaggers and Beach Music people lost patience with it. You know, they said, oh, okay, I don't want to sit down for an hour. I want to get up, move around. Didn't blame them. I want to get up, move around, meet people. I want to dance. And the dance became even more popular than it is much more popular now than it was then, so it changed things. So we were the last one standing for the floor shows. Everyone else had quit them years before we did. But yeah, they were pretty elaborate shows, and the costumes were, we thought, were great, and so did some other folks. But I miss those days. I really miss the show days. But I guess it's an era gone by.
Now, I had a question from a listener right then. I actually decided to look at my phone while you were speaking on that right there, and I actually have a good question. They want to know, you know, with Myrtle Beach Days, what was, you said you changed the lyrics some. So was it still the gist of it, Myrtle Beach Days, or was it like,
yeah,
I don't know, Raleigh, North Carolina Days? I don't know.
Well, we changed a couple of lines in it from, and I don't recall which one. They didn't flow with beach music, you know. I can't remember what it was. Smoking pot in the waves. I don't remember what it was. Yeah, but it was definitely a rock and roll song. And Jeff and I, mostly Jeff, you know, changed it into a beach music or rhythm and blues pattern. And the rest, you know, after that, the rest was history. And the songs just fell in place for us. Our first two albums, which was 1980 and 83. I think the majority of the songs were original. We didn't do a lot of cover songs.
Gotcha.
And Jeff and I wrote a lot, you know, a lot of songs, good, bad, or ugly. We still wrote a lot of songs and put them on wax at that time, of course. And the rest, you know, the rest just kind of fell in place for us. Had a couple of nice popular songs, and I fell into a routine of, in the late 80s, of just doing a CD every year. I wouldn't even let the old one burn itself out before I was back in the studio doing another one. I didn't get to live it because I was always looking for something else quicker. You know, let's do another one. Well, that one's still playing. I don't care. Let's do another one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's always been known that you were one of the hardest working men in music, man. You really were. And, you know, let's fast forward a little bit, you know, so The Shakers, you ended up breaking up a few years ago. I guess what, first of all, how hard was it to do that after all them years? You know, just what went into I guess, doing that?
Well, it was really, really hard. But it was like so many people that know and care a lot for me, they knew that when I dropped it, it would just be like dropping a coin out of your hand. You know, it's over. No farewell tours. I never wanted that. I didn't want all of those accolades. It's over. And it was January 10th, 2019. And just, I don't know, the little man tapped me on the shoulder and said, it's over. We had a lot of jobs for that, you know, for the coming year, a lot of deposits in. It was hard sitting down at the desk and sending those, sending the deposit checks back, but it was time. The travel got me, Justin. I don't mind telling anyone this is endless beating of that road. It took a toll on me and the other guys too. And with Freddie and I, just decided, you know, it's time.
Yeah.
But staying in music, I hope that I can continue to stay in it forever and be a part of the beach music scene. But the pounding the road like some of the other guys are doing now and will continue to do, I personally couldn't do it anymore. It got the best of me.
Oh, man, I can definitely... I can't imagine, because you guys were everywhere. I remember back when that happened, and I was like, man, y'all had... I looked at your schedule, I think, after I heard about it, and y'all hadn't removed it yet. I was like, y'all were going to be everywhere. So you were definitely a full-on touring band when you decided to do that. Well, let me ask you this. You know, once that happened, was it like that weight was lifted off your shoulders? Have you enjoyed retirement?
Well, no. I don't really miss the singing and entertaining that much because of the travel. Because the people is killing me to not see all those people night in and night out. All my friends, my road friends, or away from this part of the country friends, I took that away from me, and I've always been, I thought, and a lot of other people do too, a people person, and I took all those people away from me. It's killing me.
Well, you know, you're coming back in a little bit, man. You know, you had, before we talk about the song we're going to play here in a minute, your newest one, you did something very, very cool. And that was, you took, I guess, some old tracks. I don't know if you meshed them. Real quick, tell us how you did this. But you basically made a song with you and Dink Perry.
Well, Dink had done that song with Jeff Reed, who wrote the song. Jeff and I wrote a lot of songs together. But he wrote that song for himself and Dink Perry. He gave me the song, but of course, needless to say, Dink is gone and has been gone for decades.
Exactly.
And so with all the modern technology, we were able to buy a program that erased Jeff's voice and put my voice on there with Dink. And I thought it was a great idea because of the respect and love that I had for Dink Perry. And I still think he never got the credit that he deserved. He was the best of the best.
Dude, one of the greatest voices, along with yourself, in beach music, man, really is. I mean, that's why when that song came out, and you had, you know, that was, I was like, man, there's a song with Bo and Dink. And I had to ask around. I was like, was this recorded a long time ago? They were like, no, it was Dink from back in the day, but Bo's voice now, and it was just, I mean, just amazing how y'all did that.
Well, it was an honor for me to do it, and it was sincerely all about Dink. It wasn't about me, and we did the best we could with the recording part of Dink's voice, of course, was great, but even to compare my voice to Dink Perry's is an honor.
I mean, y'all are two of the most legendary voices in beach music. I mean, it's just that's what it is.
Much better than I am. He was something, and I would say it if Dink was with us, but he's not, and I'm going to try to give him all the credit that he deserved then. Now he was great.
Well, you know, talking with you earlier this week, let's go ahead and talk about this new song and get it on here in a minute so we can go back and do the second part of the interview here in just a little bit. But we were talking a little bit this week, and there's some songs that you're working on, and we'll talk about more of those after the break, but let's talk about Everything to Me. First of all, the biggest, it's been getting a lot of response, I think, not just here, man, everywhere. And one of the funny things is when people will call in, they're like, play Bo's Speedo song. And I'm like,
I knew you were going to say that.
So, Bo and everybody that requests Everything to Me, they think the new name of it should be Bo's Speedo Song.
The cute or funny thing about it is, can you imagine a man my age and my weight wearing Speedos to start with? That's what's funny. I may surprise everybody, come out with an album and the cover of it be myself in some Speedos. That would turn sales off, wouldn't it?
One thing you could do, I guess, in 2021, you know, with everything going on with the pandemic, there's no real Carolina Beach Music Awards this year. I mean, you can listen to it online, but, you know, maybe next year, 2021, Peter will let you go out there and sing on stage in a Speedo. Just let me know if you're going to do that. I'm going to go around the corner so I ain't got to watch, and I'll just listen.
I don't know if the American Boys Club ABC store's got enough alcohol for me to do that.
Well, look, Everything to Me is a great, great song. Let me ask you this. Did you write this?
No, Jeff did, and I changed some things in it. But the credit goes all to Jeff. I'm not taking any kind of legal credit or any credit for writing anything of the song, but Jeff and I did quite a number of songs together. You know, maybe I would write the lyrics, he would put the music together, and I had some songs I wanted to do before the band, before I broke the band up, just never got around to them. And those two songs were two of them, and I've got some more to come.
And we'll talk about that more after the break as well.
Okay.
But let's go ahead and get this one on right here. This is the brand new one from Bo Schrantz. It's named everything to me, guys. It's not Bo's Speedo song, but keep listening. You'll hear about it. Here it is. Bo, hang on line for me. Here's Everything to Me from Bo Schrantz.
From the Brian West Jewelers Studios to your radio.
This is WNCT AM Greenville, WELS FM Kinston, WIKS HD2 New Bern, W239BC Greenville, W290CB Winterville, W266AV Jacksonville.
And anywhere, anytime at beachboogieandblues.com.
You're in the middle of the Artist Showcase, sponsored by Tammy Harris Farm Bureau Insurance with the one and only Mr. Bo Schrantz. And Bo, Let me go ahead and preface this real quick. So my phone started blowing up, and I'm just in the moment of the interview. And I've introduced this song and played it, I don't know, pretty much about every show since I have done it. And I've always said it's Which Way to the Beach.
Right.
Well, in the moment of the interview, I'm looking down, and I looked up to see who did this to me. And the name of the email that I got this from was Johnny B. That is our buddy John Barkley. And on MP3, when the format pulls up to play the MP3, it says Bo Schrantz, Everything to Me. Now, either Johnny B is saying and professing his love for Daddy Bo, or he messed up on the MP3 title, and it just threw me off. So anyway, guys, the name of that song was Which Way to the Beach.
Maybe he meant my Speedos is Everything to Me. I don't know.
Maybe it's Everything to Johnny B. We don't know. I mean, no. I love me some Johnny B. And guys, as we've been doing the last month and a half, this interview is recorded, and I will be sending a copy of this to Johnny B. And said, make sure you listen after this
He'll
song.
He'll love it. His mind is going a million miles an hour. He's got a million things. I mean, he's remarkable.
That's a busy dude, man.
Does
I love
all
me some
he does
Johnny B.
And who knows what was in his mind when he wrote that down, but it's funny to me. That could be a new song.
Knowing Johnny B, he's probably going to be like, what are you talking about? Then I'm going to have to take a screenshot and be like, I don't even remember doing that. So, but anyway, so, Bo, let's talk about that real quick, something you mentioned right before the song, Which Way to the Beach. I'm going to be oversaying that now. But, you know, talk about, you said there's some other songs you want to try to get done that you had planned to do before you broke the Shakers up, but you're thinking about trying to do those and release them in 2021.
Well, the Lord willing, and I still have somewhat of a voice or a throat to do it, I will record them. There were five of them, and I've done two, and I'm going to try to do the other three before the recording, or I'll lose my voice or just leave this place. I'd love to do the other three. Had those five songs planned for the Shakers, but just never got around to it. So I'm still going to do them. Four of the five, it's Jeff and I, and the fifth one is a song that I wrote, titled 7 Seconds.
You're going to have enough to make a new CD, man.
I may even do that. I don't know. I'll have to talk to Julian B. Fowler about that.
Julian B. Fowler. Now, I don't know if Julian's going to like that cover art if you do what you were talking about doing.
Well,
he's going to say, that ain't going to sell, Bo. That ain't going to sell.
I know. That was just a joke. I would never do that.
You ought to really send that and really joke around with Julian, though. And say, here's what I want the cover to be. Imagine this.
I should.
It'd sell a lot of tables, Julian. Anyway. Well, before we let you go, Bo, I've had a blast on here with you, man, and we really need to have you back to talk more in depth. We're running out of time, but there's something I want to do. Before we go, the song I'm going to go off with is one that I talked to you about earlier in the week, that it doesn't matter if I'm playing a wedding, a shag club, a nightclub, it does not matter. I'll play this song, and the dance floor just fills up, and it's Where Do I Go?
I knew that's what you were going to say. I've been told that before, and it just seems to work in every venue that you do, a wedding reception, nightclubs, whatever, bar. It seems to work everywhere, and I thank Keith Houston and Bill Mason for that. They're the ones that had me to sing that song for them, and it turned out great. I told Bill Mason, I said, it'll never make it. It's too sad.
You didn't tell me that earlier in the week. Now, I told you, I prefaced what I told you earlier in the week, that, and you can ask anybody, I've always said this. It is my favorite slow song in beach music. I've said that on this show before.
It turned out really, really great. I was at home. The Cammies was going on, and Bill Mason, it had won an award. I was watching a football game, and he called and he said, "Must not be too sad. I've got the hardware in my hand." So we've had a lot of fun with it from that, because I told him point blank, I said it'll never work. You know, the performance on it was okay. The recording that Keith did was great, but it's just kind of a sad song. If you listen to it, it's sad.
Well, I'll tell you this,
man. It'll never make it. Beach music people want to laugh and dance and cheer and have another beverage and let's have some fun. And then this sad song, but it really proved me wrong. Not the first time. Won't be the last.
But, I was going to say, I don't want to end the interview saying that you were wrong, but, Bo, you were wrong on that one, man.
was I ever?
Well, buddy, I appreciate you so much for coming on. We finally were able to get you on the show, and we definitely need to do this again and talk some more.
Let's do it.
We could talk for 2 hours about all the stuff you've done in this, man. You are an absolute legend in this industry, and thank you so much for all you've done for beach music, and thank you so much for coming on, man.
Thank you, and I'm putting up the plaque on my wall right now that says I finally made it to Justin's show.
Bo, I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Hang on the line for me. Everybody else, you get the song we were just talking about. As I said, it is my favorite slow song in beach music. It's Bo Schrantz and Where Do I Go? Thanks again, Bo.
Thank you, Justin. Let's do it again.
Yes, sir.